That is Christmas music by the great Roland de Lassus, Orlandus Lassus, Orlando de Lasso. He had names in French. He was born in Mons in Hainaut in 1532, and in Italian because he wound up there, and of course in Latin because he was a great universalist. There's a wonderful new recording that features the ensemble Weser Renaissance, conducted by Manfred Cordes, entitled Christmas Motets and the Prophecies of the Sibyls, set by Lassus, this week on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Well, along the line, we have celebrated this composer more than any other, believe it or not. We've had scores of hours turned to the incredible artistry of Lassus. What this great recording does is it takes the setting of the Sibyls. You remember these female figures who, in the state of ecstasy, as far back as Heraclitus and Plato and Aristophanes, prophesy things to come. And when it came time for St. Augustine to confer with Constantine about what to throw out of the pagan religion, so many of the Sibyls had predicted the virgin birth and the coming of the baby Jesus that it seemed appropriate to keep their prophecies in. This very extensive setting of the Sibylline prophecies, though, is quite extraordinary even in the history of music, and it's prefaced with the famous Carmina Chromatica, the chromatic song, because he wants us to know he's stretching the boundaries of what is being composed. What it does is it alternates the big motets for Advent and Christmas with the Song of the Sibyls. We will start with All Shall Come Out of Zaba. They will bring gold and frankincense and proclaim praise to the Lord. Then we will turn to the first settings of the Sibylline prophecies. Then Jerusalem, this is the beautiful recording, you shall plant a vine on your mountains, you shall rejoice, for the day of the Lord has come, plantabis vineum, and then more of the settings of the prophecies of the Sibyls. Part one of the recording, Christmas Motets and Prophecies of the Sibyls, music of Lassus by Weser Renaissance, conducted by Manfred Cordes.
Thank you.
This is our big Christmas disc celebration, and it is the Prophecies of the Sibyls and the Christmas Motets, Settings of Lossus, with the ensemble Days of Renaissance, conducted by Manfred Cordes, this week on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. This next set will be bookended by two big motets, the second of which is huge. The first one, Sidux ex Clara, like a star from the bright Olympian heights, so the Holy Virgin came to us and bore for us a noble light. Then two more of the Prophecies of the Sibyls, then the vast setting, Cum Natus Esset Jesus, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea in the days of King Herod. The whole tale of the early birth is told in this very vast, very extraordinary, multiple-part motet. Again, the genius of Lossus, Christmas motets, and Prophecies of the Sibyls, with the Weser Renaissance Ensemble, conducted by Manfred Cordes.
See.
Manfred Cordes and the Weser Renaissance Ensemble. We heard two of the big Christmas motets, and in between some more of the songs of the Sibyls from this wonderful new release, Music of Lawsuits for Christmas, this week here on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis.
Amen.
I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Well, we have two more Sibylline prophecies, but let's also have four more motets. Mirabile Mysterium, a wonderful mystery, is proclaimed today. The famous Verbo caro factum est, the word has been made flesh. Jubilimus singuli, let each one of us jubilate and sing songs. And finally, one of the most famous and popular works of Lossus, Resonet in laudibus, let songs of praise resound and happy jubilation. Today he appears in Israel, the King is born of the Virgin Mary. Extraordinary recording of the Christmas motets and the prophecies of the Sibyls of Roland de Lassus, Orlando di Lasso, with the ensemble Vesa Renaissance conducted by Manfred Cortes.
Thank you.
Manfred Cordes conducted Weser Renaissance Ensemble Music of Lassus, Orlando di Lasso. You have both the Christmas motets and, appropriate for Christmas, the Prophecies of the Sibyls. This is co-sponsored by Radio Bremen and on the superb CPO label. And when you check out our website, www.millenniumofmusic.com, will give you information about finding this disc and also all the music that you heard on the program. From all of us to all of you, the very happiest, healthiest, and most joyous of holiday seasons. Our technical director is Christopher Drummond, and for Millennium of Music, this has been your producer and host. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis.